Genesis 14:19. And he blessed Abraham, saying, Blessed be Abraham by God Most High, creator of heaven and earth. In Hebrew, ויברכהו ויאמר ברוך אברהם לאל עליון קונה שמיים וארץ. Now, we want to discuss a little bit the definition of אל עליון, which means the highest God. עליון in Hebrew means the highest point. אל meaning God, a God. אל עליון meaning the highest of gods. Now, why would somebody, or why would we need to read in Genesis about there being an El Elyon? Well, we already know that clearly there is only one God. Well, we must remember that God, when he first presented himself and people had the notion, and Abraham had the understanding and the revelation of God, he needed to place him in a place where none of the other gods that he might have heard of or connected with exist. Saying El Elyon is speaking about a God that is beyond anything else. So, for instance, for Gentiles and people who are not aware of the existence of Jehovah, the definition and defining Jehovah as El Elyon immediately places him above anything else they know. They might have a God for this or a God for that, or believe in the seasons and whatever may come, but this God is a different God, and all the other gods you know are, they submit to this God. Now, we used the word Adonai before. It comes into play again with El Elyon, because all the other gods will call the El Elyon Adonai. It doesn't matter what entity you are or what kind of an idea you think you might inspire, it is all of that submits to the El Elyon. And we do also remember that God created man in his image. So, El Elyon is a definition for man, for the Jews and the people who take this idea of Jehovah and one God. It puts you in humbleness. If you are think you are created and you are in the liking of God, keep in mind that there is this El Elyon that is above and beyond anything. He is the Adonai. He is the most supreme being. El Elyon is the reference and the name that reminds us of the greatness of God. And in Genesis 14:18, there is a mention of Melchizedek, the king of Salem, that he is also a priest to El Elyon. Meaning, not only Abraham, who is now the beginning of the Jewish nation, is a sovereign, and is working Adonai, is working Jehovah, is working the El Elyon, but also Melchizedek, a king of righteousness that governs Salem, he is too a priest. He too recognizes and works the El Elyon. This is the first time we have a hint in the notion of the Gentile nations also accepting the idea of this singular being that is beyond and more powerful and more potent than all the others.